Oh, in times like that, it really doesn't make any difference. There's only one thing that's important, it seems.
And that's just right, and you just forget everything else.
Uh-huh. If you went to the store to buy groceries, what would the grocer put them in?
Oh, brown paper bag. Paper sack.
And if you just got, oh, maybe a nickel's worth of candy or something when you were a girl, what would you put this in?
Well, they just put it in a little poke, just about so large.
A little what?
A little poke.
Uh-huh.
Just about so large. For a nickel's worth of candy, it wouldn't have to be any bigger than that.
Even smaller now.
And now it would even be smaller. But I don't think they hardly even make them in that size anymore, unless they use them in a drugstore or something.
What did you get your sugar in?
Well, we got our sugar in cloth sacks.
Did you buy it in 100-pound sacks, or?
Well, yes, Mama did. Just like we did our flour.
Uh-huh. Did this come in one sack, or was there something on the outside of that?
It's just a sack of sugar.
Uh-huh.
And flour.
Uh-huh.
Nothing on the outside.
I know in some areas, people would get this, and there would be the white sack on the inside, and then that coarse brown sack on the outside to protect it.
No.
I talked to one lady who lived in Beaver. Then, but when she was a girl, she lived north of Beaver on a ranch, and they used to do all their trading up in Kansas, because there wasn't any Beaver then.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed 5 gallons of coal oil and 100 pounds of sugar. And the man who went up and got these put them together in the wagon.
Oh, no. That was too bad.
Yep, they were quite unhappy. What do you call these coarse brown sacks?
Well, I just call them when I want one from the grocery store, I just say one of those heavier brown sacks. I don't know
cloth sack?
Just a paper.
Oh,
paper
how about
bag.
That cloth one that you might throw down at the door to wipe your feet on or something?
Oh, a toe sack.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Lots of those, see, from the feed.
Uh-huh.
For the horses and what have you.
What would you call the amount of something that you could put in a wagon at one time?
What do you mean?
Corn, for example, if you're going to put corn in a wagon.
A load of corn?
Mm-hmm. How about only a small amount, not a whole load?
Like maybe a basketful?
Yeah.
Or something like
or,
that?
Well, if you're just going to put it in the wagon, someone said, did you have a load? You'd say, no, I didn't have a load. I just had a little...
A half a ton or...
Mm-hmm. Would something like this ever be called a jag?
Not to me.
Did they use oxen around here at all in the early days?
No, not that I know of.
I asked you about a barrel. Did you have those smaller ones? Can you use them for anything?
A keg, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yes, they had those. They had those at the grocery store, don't you know, to put nails and steeples and different kinds of hardware.
Yes, now they're putting them in pasteboard boxes even.
That's right.
It doesn't seem quite fair, does it?